Hello everyone and welcome to the third Business Success Network podcast with me, Gary Jones, Stacey Calder and Kelly Ann Grimes. Thank you very much for joining us today on the third Business Success Network podcast. If you want to hear episodes number one and number two with Sandra Garlick and Sarah Windrum, check us out on Mixcloud. But episode number three is all about Stacey Calder, and she is having coffee with the lovely Kelly Anna Grimes from Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Stratford-upon-Avon. Now, they're going to be talking about her background, her passions, what she does to help people, and what the future holds for Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Stratford-upon-Avon. So let's join Stacey and Kelly Ann for part one of this three-part interview.
I'm here today with Kelly Ann Grimes from Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Stratford-upon-Avon. And Kelly is our cover star for the winter edition in January through to April, and she's going to talk to us all about her business, her background, why outsourcing is so important, and all those kind of different things to get us a bit of a feel for what she actually offers and what she does. So, Kelly-Ann, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good. Are you excited or nervous?
A bit of both, really. This is my first podcast, so I am quite nervous.
Are you? Oh, don't be. And it's great because it means we can get the interview going for the magazine as well. So we're going to start with, we're going to break it up into three sections, and we're going to start looking at your background and things. So I know you had quite a corporate background. What was it that kind of, do you want to give a bit of background on that, and actually what made you decide to go self-employed?
Yep. Well, I've spent 29 years in the hospitality industry. So pretty much after I left school, I went into work in hotels, a career which I absolutely loved, very people orientated, 24/7. I enjoyed the buzz. I was lucky and worked in some beautiful hotels, one of which was in Ascot in Berkshire. I've also worked in Jersey in the Channel Islands. And then the last couple of years, I worked for a hospitality IT company. So installing and supporting IT, Wi-Fi and telephone systems in hotels. So all the time, still within that industry. And then earlier this year, I had an opportunity to leave that business, and it gave me a chance to really focus on what I wanted to do in the future. And one of the things that was really important to me was to take charge of my own destiny, really, and to do something that was for me. I'd always worked incredibly hard, long hours, as I said, working in a 24/7 industry, and I felt that it was time to focus on me. My family wanted to see more of me, and so I decided it was the right time to go it alone, really. So that's what I did.
Fantastic. And it must have been hard to walk away from an industry that you've loved and you've been passionate about for nearly 30 years. But it's great that you saw it as an opportunity.
Yeah, it was very hard to walk away from, you know, a big responsibility that I had, big salary, lovely benefits. It was very difficult. But what became apparent was that I turned into a person that I didn't recognise in myself, and neither did my friends and family. And, you know, I needed to rectify that, really. So that was another reason for doing something on my own. But it was very difficult to start with, especially working on my own, because I had been used to working with a team of people. I'd always been around a busy office. I used to travel a lot. I was away from home every week, and I had lots of people to delegate things to. So It was really, really hard. That kind of first 6 months really was hard to adjust to, but definitely worth it.
Can I speak to a lot of clients, but a lot of women that get to a certain point in their corporate career and they have many of the struggles that you've kind of talked about. Do you think that's really relevant in that industry? And how did you get into that industry?
So I got into the industry originally when I left school with only one GCSE. And I was going to go to college in Cambridge, to a further education college, to be a chef, because that was always my dream, to be a pastry chef in a hotel. That didn't come. I got into college, but I decided not to take the places. I decided that rather than being back of house in a hotel, I wanted to be front of house. So I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to go and work in a hotel in a reservations office in London when I was 17. That's where I got the bug, really. And they do say working in hotels, you know, you either love it or hate it. And I absolutely loved it. So that's where it started. I don't know if that industry is any different from any others in terms of, you know, working, especially being a working mum. It is 24/7, so you don't get any downtime as such. I was often on call, and so it was very difficult, but I loved it. So it became, you know, very important to me in my life. But I got to an age where, you know, something needed to give, you know, before I kind of had a meltdown, really. So that's why I changed.
Brilliant, thank you. It gives us a real insight into what you've, kind of your background and why you love it so much. So the Business Success magazine is now ready to subscribe. You can subscribe at www.businesssuccessmag.co.uk. If you're looking for some help with your goal setting for the year, if you're looking for inspiration or expert articles, it's all in one place. The magazine is designed to grow yourself and grow your business. So if you're after top tips, hit the subscribe button.
Let's check out part two with Stacey and Kellyanne.
So we're back for part two with Kellyanne, and in this part we're going to look at what she's currently up to, and she's going to share with us some top tips for, you know, small business owners. So I'm going to start by asking you, Kelly, why did you choose Pink Spaghetti and why did you choose to become a VA?
So when I decided to start my own business, I wanted to do something that I enjoyed. That was very important to me. So I made a list of all the things that I felt I was good at and all the things that I enjoyed doing. And when I looked at that list, it became very apparent, in addition to my love of planning and organising and helping people, that I wanted to be a personal assistant. So I thought, right, okay, that's all very well and good, but who's the competition out there? So I went on to Google and I Googled PA in Stratford-upon-Avon to see who else came up, to see who else was doing it, what they had to offer, and whether it was, you know, viable, really. And on the first page at the top was Pink Spaghetti. And so that attracted me, being pink. And so I did some research on them and discovered that Pink Spaghetti was a franchise business based up in Chester, started about 8-9 years ago by two ladies in very similar situation to the one I'd been in. And when they got to a point where they could grow their business and they needed to expand, they made the decision that rather to grow it by employing people, that they would actually sell it as a franchise business. So that's what they did, and there are now, I believe, about 35 Pink Spaghetti PAs across the UK. I had no intention originally of buying a franchise. It hadn't even occurred to me, to be honest, but it gave me what I considered to be a business in a box. So it gave me a startup that I couldn't have done all by myself in such a short space of time. So that was the benefit to me, really, because I wanted to get up and running. I wanted to, you know, really get going on this business, and that was going to be the best option for me. So that's why I chose Pink Spaghetti.
And you mentioned branding there, and I can tell by looking at you today, you are pretty much always on brand. So tell us about your love of pink.
Well, I'm definitely a girly girl, and I've always loved pink, ever since I can ever remember. So it was a natural choice for me, really. If it had been orange spaghetti, I may not have chosen it. But everything I do, everything I use, everything I post, pretty much everything about me and my business is about branding and is about pink. And thankfully, that's what people remember and that's what people, you know, mention to me when they see me. So it's clearly working. And I haven't actually shared any pictures yet, but my whole office is pink as well.
That's brilliant, because I've got this thought in my head, and while this is a business podcast, I'm sat here laughing because you currently sent me a picture of Florence, your pink flamingo, who's come in for the winter because he's getting cold. So
yes, that's correct. I do have a few. This makes me sound crazy, but I do have a few flamingos, not real ones. I have a couple in my office. And yeah, I have one that's normally in the garden, but I've brought her in for the winter, and she's now living in my hallway
next to the Christmas tree.
Yes. Oh, I've got lots of flamingos on my Christmas tree as well.
I love it. And you know, branding is so important, and I think that's the one thing we can say is when we look at your branding, you are definitely always on brand. So going back to, you know, your kind of the work that you do then, and we've had conversations before about, you know, what's the difference between a PA and a VA, the kind of things that you do, because it's not just admin stuff, is it? So, you know, what do you enjoy doing? What are your kind of main tasks? What do you tend to do for people? What's the biggest thing that you get asked for?
Gosh, it varies really. I mean, my customers vary from people who work on their own in their own business right up to my customer who has 60 employees. So that varies. And also I work for people for their business and also for their home as well. So both business and personal work that I do. I do a mixture of PA and VA work. So the difference between the two, I think people historically or traditionally know a PA to be someone who sits in an office and carries out admin tasks. So I do that for some people. Whereas a VA is somebody who normally works virtually from their own office or from another location. And it is likely, or can be likely, that a VA may never actually come face-to-face with their customer. And that's where the virtual comes into it. But the type of tasks I do vary literally from purchasing items for somebody and having them shipped to their address abroad, to managing people's home improvements for them, to receiving parcels for people when they're not in, right up to social media content monitoring and training, to HR recruitment and selection, or contracts, handbooks, marketing, research. I mean, the list is literally endless. I've never actually written a list down of every single thing I've done over the last 8 months, but I think I will, because it's actually quite an extensive list now.
And while we're talking about lists, you mentioned earlier that it takes quite a number of things for someone to run their own business, and actually that they can't be an expert in all of those things. So why should people outsource, and what kind of, you know, what's on that list of all those things that people need to be able to run a business efficiently?
Well, if you work on your own and you want to run your own business, there are 64 different jobs that you need to be able to do in order to run your business. And we all know that none of us are experts at everything. So outsourcing is proven to be one of the efficient ways to get some of those jobs done. And I think it's quite common that people in small business use services such as a bookkeeper or an accountant to carry certain tasks out for them. And it's now becoming more popular to outsource to a PA or a VA to do a number of different tasks for them in order for them to be successful in their business. Because when you work for yourself, you know, there are a number of things that you are very good at. there are only a limited number of hours in the day, so it's really important to work and focus on the things that you're good at or that make you the most money, and then outsource the other things that you either don't like doing or don't know how to do, and outsource those to a third party.
Brilliant. So why do you think people don't outsource?
I think people are slightly scared of letting go. And I found that, you know, having talked to a number of people and, you know, some of the customers I've had, they've kind of found it difficult to let go and to actually let someone else into their business, especially being a small business. You know, it's very personal, it's very close to their hearts, so it's very difficult sometimes to allow someone else to come in and actually, you know, do some of the work for you. But I think I can honestly say everybody who I have worked for so far, the work that I've done has started off, you know, fairly small, and then it's grown once they've seen the real benefits of being able to outsource, you know, to me to get those tasks done.
Brilliant. So finally then, for this second part, could you share three top tips with us to help people find their own business success?
Well, the first one has to be to outsource, because it's so important that everybody focuses on their business and not in their business. If they want their business to grow and to be successful, you know, they need to allow other people to help on that journey. The second thing I would say, which is a more kind of day-to-day tip, is to turn off your notifications. In the world that we live in today of social media, it's so easy to get distracted by all the various notifications that we get on our phones. So turn off your notifications, even if it's just for an hour a day, so that you can really focus on getting something done. And my other tip would be to always write your to-do list the night before, so that you can plan your day ahead, focus on what your priorities are, and kind of mentally get up in the morning knowing what the day ahead brings you.
That's brilliant. So we'll be back for part three shortly, where we're going to look at Kellyanne and what the future holds.
So at Pink Spaghetti, no job is too big, too small, or too unusual. You can use us as little or as often as you like, because all our services are pay as you go. So visit our website at www.pink-spaghetti.co.uk, where you'll find all of our services that we offer.
Let's rejoin Stacey and Kellyanne for part three.
So I'm sat enjoying a coffee with Kellyanne Grimes here from Pink Spaghetti PA Services in Stratford-upon-Avon. And I think something that always comes up having a magazine called Business Success is that everyone's definition of success is different. So Kelly, what does business success mean to you?
So success to me now, in this sort of chapter of my career, is happiness. I've come from a place where I didn't necessarily realise it at the time, but I was unhappy. And so for me, you know, my definition of success will be happiness.
And do you think that, you know, looking at that happiness, I think I hear that quite a lot. Is there something specifically that you're looking to in the future that's going to make you happy? Is it the de-stress of not having that corporate life? Is it more family time?
I'd say one of the measurements is waking up on a Monday morning and not dreading the week ahead, you know, not panicking about a board meeting I've got to go to, or a meeting I've got to have with somebody, or a deadline that I don't think I can achieve. It's that lovely feeling of knowing that, you know, although working for yourself is difficult and it's challenging and, you know, not every day is a good day, but it's still, I'm doing this for me, and you know, ultimately that makes me happy. And it certainly makes my family happy, because they now see me every day, and my kids tell me that I'm not grumpy anymore, which is nice.
Kids have such a way with words.
So I definitely, you know, I definitely see this as my, you know, route to happiness.
Fantastic. So while we're talking about routes to happiness then, what does the future hold for Kellyanne?
So one of my goals for the business was that by the end of my first year, so that will be the end of April, would be to employ somebody to work with, even if that's on a part-time basis, because as I've said before, I'm used to working with people. I enjoy working with people. So that's definitely a goal for me. And then to grow the business from there, really, and in time have a team of people that work for me. So, yeah, that's my goal for Pink Spaghetti.
Oh, that's brilliant. It sounds amazing. So if you were talking to your younger self, if you like, then what... I've forgotten where I'm going with this now. Younger self, what kind of top tip would you have told yourself at 15, looking to your future? And
gosh, good question. It's funny because people often say to me, oh, do you wish you'd done this like 10 years ago, 20 years ago? And the honest answer is no, I don't think I would, because I've gained so much knowledge and so many skills over the past 30 years that I feel in a really strong place now to do what I'm doing. If I was going to look back at my younger self at the start of my career, the only advice I would give myself is don't work so hard. Don't give yourself to an employer as much as I did, because that was, you know, I sacrificed a lot of things over the years because of my job, because of how much I loved it. And ultimately, you know, that didn't buy me happiness.
That's brilliant. It's been really interesting getting to know you, not just over sort of coffee today, but over the last few months that we've been networking and stuff together. And that's something that we haven't touched on, actually, is the fact that you are quite, you know, a prolific networker in this area. Yeah, how do you find networking? I'm guessing for you it's a real benefit.
Definitely. I mean, if you'd have asked me that sort of 18 months ago, everybody would have said there's no way I would have walked into a networking group, because I hated talking to strangers. I just didn't understand what networking really meant. And when I started on my journey with Pink Spaghetti, I knew the hardest thing for me was going to be working by myself, working at home, being at home every day. And so networking has really opened my eyes to how supportive people can be, and how even though I'm on my own, I'm not on my own. And I know that sounds a bit cheesy, but, you know, I often go to networking events to catch up with people, to socialise with people. And I feel now that I've got a lot more friends than I've ever had before. And it's helped me kind of come out of myself and become, or go back to the person I used to be. So networking has done, not only given me business, but it's also, you know, had a massive effect on me personally. So I'm really grateful for that.
Fantastic. Well, it's been really interesting talking to you today. And I think I probably am one of those people that worry about outsourcing because, you know, the fear of letting go and all that. But actually, having met you and networked with you and gone through this kind of journey with you of the magazine and all this kind of stuff that we've been doing together, it's been amazing. And, you know, it's really opened my eyes to the whole benefits of outsourcing. So thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
It's been great to sit and have a coffee and chat.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great. I don't feel so nervous now, so thank you. My first podcast is done. Yay!
Brilliant. I'm really glad that we got to be the ones to do your first podcast.
And that is about it. Thank you very much, Stacey. Thank you very much, Kellyanne. And remember, check out Kellyanne's business, Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Stratford-upon-Avon. And also check out the Business Success magazine, Business Success Network. Check out when Stacey's next meet and mingle is. And also check out the websites. Remember, if you want to be on the podcast, email Stacey at stacey@businesssuccessmagazine.com. Beg your pardon, it's .co.uk, and let her know what you want to do. Do you want to be the cover star? Do you want to be one of the experts? Let her know. Thank you very much for listening today. You take care, my friends, and I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.